Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh yeah, it's a feel-good Friday night. DC Sports Live presented by Marlow Furniture, Travis Thomas, Chris Miles, 100 miles and running.
Whoa. Forget me. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Papa.
Thank you.
Big Papa, your Thank second you. Kid.
Yeah, second yeah. and last kid. I am tapping
Lies.
Out. I'm tapping out of the children business. I have a boy and a girl. I feel like I'm just going to ride out.
Tell everyone the girl's name.
Cameron. Cameron Adele.
Colton Cameron.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call her Cam, so I snuck two quarterback names.
Is she from Harlem, too?
I snuck two QB names right by the wife. Colton Cam, just saying.
She'll be a lefty, too.
So, listen, we're not talking football this show, though. You know what we're talking about. Before we get to it, let's let you know what's trending on NBCSportsWashington.com. We got the internet going nuts. Click on the Wizards tab for all the latest on the big news. We'll get to that in a minute with Tim Conley. We'll tell you about the five things you need to know about him. Plus, you'll learn why the Wizards are his dream job. Washington could be working their way back into the second round of the NBA draft. We'll tell you what it will take and ultimately why Conley could be a great fit here for the Wizards. So let's start there, my friend number three. We'll get a crack-a-lackin' as the Wizards offered Nuggets executive and local dude Tim Conley the GM position, reportedly a 4-year deal, Miles. Chris Miller confirmed all this early on Twitter. You can imagine Twitter was ablaze during this process. So, Chris Miles, here's the question. Is it a good move for the Wizards?
I don't think they can do any better than this in the sense of if there's a crown jewel, if there's a bell of the ball, Tim Connolly is this. I think the combination being young and experienced is so hard to find. And he started here. Get the year. 1996.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a long time to be 41 years young, to have 23 years of NBA experience. Not experience, let's say, on the college ranks or here that in the NBA doing this exact thing. And it's no wonder that in the last 5 or 6 years he's been viewed as a guy on this kind of trajectory, making excellent picks in the draft and really being a guy that everyone points to as, ooh, if you could get him as the head of your front office, good for you.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got to be honest with you, too. I think he gets a lot of credit for drafting, as he should, right? We understand that, Miles. But I'll tell you what, I think the guy deserves a lot of credit for free agent signings as well. Paul Millsap, first of all, let me start here. He got him at a, dare I say, for NBA, we know, even the scrubs get overpaid, but he got Paul Millsap for a discount, if you ask me. And then the guy comes in and has the impact he does for that franchise. So I say that to say, of course he can draft. Of course we love that around here. But when you look at the books of the Wizards, you're going to need someone who can make some shrewd moves, bring in guys that can play. And I hate using the word cheap. I like using the word frugal. Bring them in at good prices. I think this is the right guy. And to your point, Chris Miles, a local dude on top of that, you could not script this any better. This guy's going to be relatable to the fans because he's from here. He's from the DMV. This is the perfect fit.
The hardest thing to do is to draft guys outside of the top five in the NBA draft and have them be starters on your team and all-stars because the price goes up. The only player that in Tim Connolly's time in Denver that they drafted and had to pay the max to is Nikola Jokic. Everyone else they drafted, and they got on, like you said, a discounted price.
Sure.
I mean, he's the guy that, remember when Blockbuster was going out of business? You know, and you're going like, oh, five DVDs for $5? This is my favorite Marvel movie of all time, and I get it for 99 cents, no more FYE. It's like he shops for players in the discount bin, and they come out, and it's like, oh, this is better quality than I get on Netflix. This guy is wonderful at that. Value for your assets. There's no one in the last 5 or 6 years better than, and I mean no one. It's not like you could put, he's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, people say he's executive of the year, and in a lot of circles, people believe that. I just hope he runs the Wizards better than the Blockbuster franchise has been run into the ground.
20 years of greatness. Don't you forget about it. And they even made a nice little scene in Captain Marvel, brought it back to life.
Hey, you know, 20 years ago, probably right about now on a Friday night, I was in a Blockbuster
video.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow, what a difference. You act like you don't remember that little jingle.
Shout outs to Blockbuster Video out there. We're pouring out a little liquor for you. It was a great run.
I just watered my cup.
Let's go to number two. We have Chase Hughes on the scene. You know he's all over it. He was trying to sell me earlier on some garbage trade, but we'll get to that later. By the way, here are the notable Nuggets picks under Conley. Michael Porter, Monte Morris, Jamal Murray, Beasley. As you said, Joker, it is not a game there.
I mean, it's an MVP candidate.
No doubt.
With the 41st pick.
No, you're right. You're right. So let's hope he can bring that type of magic here to D.C. All right, let's bring in Chase Hughes. Chase, day one, if you're Conley, what do you do as soon as you get here, assuming he accepts the job, of course?
Well, first of all, I want to say I know 20 years ago you were at the movie store, but it wasn't Blockbuster, Travis. Day one, first thing
this
for him
to... This is a children's show, Chase.
First thing for him to figure out is got to be... what to do with Scott Brooks, because Scott Brooks has been in limbo for weeks now, right? He's their head coach. He's got 2 years left on his contract. It's $7 million per. So I think he's got to make a decision on that very, very soon, because if you are going to move on from Scott Brooks, then you got to start a head coaching search. So I think that's priority number one. But then you look at the free agents, and I know the draft comes before that, but you got to start looking at who do you want to keep, because they've only got five guys under contract next year. They got to decide on a lot of players like Thomas Adoransky, Thomas Bryant, Jabari Parker you could consider a free agent because of that team option, Bobby Portis. He's got to start doing his homework on those guys to find out who he wants to keep with the Wizards and who he wants to move on from.
So, Chase, you seem like there's a lot of work to be done for Connolly or whoever else gets this job if he accepts the offer. But what should Wizards faithful be so excited about if he does take the job? Because, like we said, all the basketball people are excited, waving pom-poms in the air. But what would the fan base like the most?
Well, first of all, I would say it's going to take some time. The Nuggets missed the playoffs for 5 years before this past season when they went all the way to the seventh game of the second round. So it's going to take some time, especially with the situation he's been given. But be excited for the fact that he can make the most out of very few resources. The way he built Denver was with no pick in the top six in the first round of the draft. Nikola Jokic, second-round pick. Monte Morris, second-round pick. Gary Harris, late in the first round. He found some guys that were just diamonds in the rough. And that's what you're going to have to do to build this Wizards team. But if they buy into the second round or if they trade back and get more picks, every pick is going to count. You know, I know a lot of Wizards fans have looked at when the Wizards take a guy in the second round and be like, I'm never going to hear of that guy again. You're going to look at it differently now with him in charge, because you never know if that's going to be the guy that changes the franchise.
Well, Chase, you mentioned it. You said it took them 5 years to turn around the Nuggets. How long will it take here, your gut feeling?
I think it's going to take some time, because when he took over in Denver, he didn't have the John Wall contract and injury situation to navigate around. I've argued that's one of the biggest roster-building obstacles in NBA history. He's about to start a Supermax contract, and he might not even play next year. So it's probably going to take some time, but I will say they are in the Eastern Conference. It's not going to happen overnight, but maybe if he makes some smart moves, they could be back in playoff contention. Maybe not next year, but the year after that. But in terms of really making a big difference and maybe putting them into title contention, I'd say they're still at least 4 or 5 years away.
You agree with that?
You know, with the magic that Tim Connelly has worked in recent years, I could see it happening quicker than that. But I think if you're a fan base, that's the plan you should be looking forward to. I mean, especially when you look at some of the guys that he's been able to develop. I mean, Jamal Murray was drafted in 2016, and here he is averaging 21 points per game in the playoffs. So if he lands that right kid in the draft that can come in and contribute in 2 to 3 years in the East, I think the Wizards could turn around even faster.
One thing I'll tell you, Chase, and I told you both of you this earlier, I think with him being a local guy, I think it buys you a little bit more time. I just think people are relatable.
Hyper-local.
Right?
Ravens,
yeah, no
Orioles
doubt.
Fans.
True DMV. So to me, I feel like fans will say, as long as he's as transparent as he can be, right, Chase? If he comes out and he says, look, this is a 5-year plan, he might just say it outright. I think fans will buy in because there's something relatable about a homeboy. Does that make sense, Chase?
Sure, and I think a lot of it depends on what he decides to do with Bradley Beal, which is going to be one of the biggest calls he'll have to make in the short term, especially if next week Bradley Beal gets All-NBA and qualifies for a Supermax contract. Because Bradley Beal's their best player, their most valuable asset, trading him could signify a long-term rebuild. Now, if you're keeping Bradley Beal, then the timeline to try to win is probably a little bit shorter. So I think a lot of it's going to depend on him. Also, the head coaching hire. If he keeps Scott Brooks around, maybe they want to win sooner than later. If he fires Scott Brooks and goes with someone young, maybe that tells you that it's going to take some time.
All right, don't forget to return those movies I gave you earlier. Thanks, Chase.
Yeah, what movies?
There's Something About Mary, the hair gel.
All right, let's go to number one before we're all fired. Thank you. Earlier, we did a Wizards Talk GM edition, and we were talking about how Conley drafted this Joker dude in the second round. He's done nothing but become one of the best players in the league. So I kind of feel like we need to bring in someone who knows a little something about what Conley did in Denver specifically. Mike Singer, Denver Post. He's a Nuggets beat writer. We have him now via phone. Mike, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Welcome to the show, my man, and thanks. I know you've been busy today. So, look, let's just start here. What kind of guy are we getting in Conley?
Tim Connelly is a blue-collar worker. He is a dyed-in-the-wool scout. He made his bones in this league and really gained a reputation as a really good scout who put in the legwork. You know, he loves to do the grunt work and sort of the stuff that you would normally see from guys lower on the totem pole, but that's what he embraces. I mean, I saw him yesterday at the NBA draft combine, and, you know, he was with 6 or 7 other Nuggets people, and the Nuggets don't even have a draft pick. And that is just sort of indicative of how this team feels like going about the process. I mean, you know, every spring it comes draft time, regardless if they have the pick. They have to do their due diligence, and they recognize that there is potential value, there's potential opportunity either in the first round or later in the second round if the Wizards, in this case, are able to jump into it. So this is a guy who flips over every single stone. He has great relationships. He's well-respected around the NBA. And if this does happen, it will be a boon for the Washington Wizards.
So the Denver Nuggets, their best season in 20 years. I mean, the 54 wins, I guess they had 1 year with when Carmelo Anthony was traded. That's probably their other year in the conversation with what they were able to accomplish this season. But when you look at Tim Connelly, the credit that he gets for a lot of these draft picks that have just come to life, Monty Morris, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, Gary Harris, and even the potential future of Michael Porter Jr., who before getting injured was viewed as the top prospect in last year's draft that they landed at 14. How much credit does he deserve for those picks?
He deserves a ton of credit. I mean, they knew sort of the opportunity cost of each of those picks. I mean, you mentioned Monte Morris late in the second round. I think he was picked 51st overall. He was one of the best backup point guards in the entire NBA this year and is vying for a starting caliber job going into next season. I mean, he is that good. Torrey Craig went undrafted, and then Torrey Craig became the X factor in the first and second round for the Denver Nuggets against San Antonio and then against Portland in terms of defensive stopper. They found him in Australia. He was a two-way player last year. So when I say he flips over every stone, I mean, he has no regard for what school this guy went to. He doesn't care. If you can play, if he sees value, if he can sort of, you know, distract value from what a guy the table, he's going to utilize you regardless. He doesn't care. I mean, Nikola Jokic, like, you always said you want him to be able to replicate the job that he's done in Denver. I mean, but let's be honest, it's hard to find a franchise-altering guy with the 41st pick in the draft. I mean, that doesn't come along every day. And to Tim Connelly's credit, he basically saw a guy, yes, he was not sculpted and strong like some of the prototypical NBA stars that we're used to, but he saw that Nikola Jokic's vision was elite, that it was he had a trait that was just not characteristic of other draft picks. And his ability to forget and look beyond the body size and the body shape and whatever is a testament to the fact that he recognizes skill over everything else. And I think that's sort of what you get.
Yeah, certainly. We've seen a Nikola Jokic passport picture, so we know what kind of body that he had. And we also know that Tim Connelly chose his second-round pick, the Joker, over Nurkic, who was a first-round pick.
Yep.
Mike Singer from the Denver Post. Appreciate the time. Thank you, my friend.
This has been the DC Sports Live podcast brought to you by Marlowe Furniture, Washington's home team since 1955.